Oh, so I was born in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. I left there when I was 7 years old, and that we left due, like, because like my parents were being persecuted and they were being like sought after, like people wanted them like to probably like incarcerate them or whatever, because they had like an opposite political standing than the current president that's there. So we fled to South Africa and we were there for about like 12 years, but then like the xenophobia and attacks started happening in South Africa like literally every year after 2018, and so like we were victims of that, of those attacks, like maybe twice. Yeah, it was twice. The first time I remember when I was in, was in our home, and the second time was personally for me. Like I was going to school and I saw another man almost being beaten to death in front of me because he was a foreigner, and I was like, that could have been me. I'm not from this country. That could have been me, you know? And so I was like, there's no way that I can do this anymore. Yeah. So we were able to like go back by route, to go back to Congo because I didn't have a passport. I needed to get a passport to be able to travel. So we went back home. I had to wait for a long time for my passport because it takes such a long time. Our system is crazy. Once we were able to get the passport, we were able to get visas to Nigeria, and then in Nigeria it was, I feel like, you know, when we went to these different countries, our hopes was that we could like find better lives and that we would be safe and that we wouldn't have anything to worry about, you know. In South Africa there were the xenophobia attacks, and then in Nigeria there were all these like bomb threats and like these wars between the different like tribes and like different religions and stuff like that. It was very intense. Like I remember when I was in Nigeria, we were there for about 5 months, and I don't think I left the house more than five times, you know. It was just like I was too scared. I really was. And so when we got the opportunity to come here, it was like no questions asked, we're gonna take it. We exhausted all the options that we were able to come up with. And like I feel like this is my last chance. I'm 20 years old, I shouldn't be saying that. So I'm really hoping that this works out.